Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has love for these people, Allah Pak will make it such that in akhirat he will be with them. So this is what is meant, al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. And this meant a lot to sahaba, because they loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. Today's incident will do. It's a little bit of a lengthy one, but it shows us how much of love some of the people had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this was their overall worry and concern, is that how we can be with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in akhirat. So this prescription is a very beautiful prescription. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person will be with whom he loves. And the true acid test of love is not that a person just claims it verbally, that I love so and so. But in his actions he demonstrates that love. In the way he does it, for example, the sunnah of Rasulullah, he claims to love Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He demonstrates it via the sunnah. He demonstrates it via simplicity. He demonstrates it via humility. He demonstrates it via love. So he demonstrates it in different way. This is really what the reality of love is. It is not that a person just claims it verbally and all his actions go against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is what is meant. A man will be with whom he loves. There's a beautiful incident mentioned in the hadith about a tabi' by the name of Uwais al-Qarni rahmatullah alayhi, that he was living in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is mentioned that approximately the age of 28 he was when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in hijrah to Medina Sharif. And he wasn't very far away. He was staying in Yemen. And Yemen, we know, is a neighboring country. At that time also, many delegations would come from Yemen to Medina Sharif. But because his father had passed away at a young age and he was looking after his mother. His mother was sickly, she was not well. It comes that she was blind also. So he was making the khidmat of his mother, but he had extreme love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the only thing that prevented him from going to meet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the fact that he was looking after his mother. But from this hadith we'll hear that how much of regard Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave that person because of the khidmat he made, that company he spent in the time of his mother, looking after his mother. So anyway, the hadith goes, عن أسير بن عمر رضي الله عنه ويقال ابن جابر قال كان عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه إذا أتى عليه أمداد أهل اليمن سألهم. When the delegations would come from Yemen, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when the delegations would come, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu would ask them, Afikum Uwais ibn Amir, is there amongst you a person by the name of Uwais ibn Amir? Hatta ata ala Uwaisin faqala lahu, anta Uwais ibn Amir, until Uwais himself, Uwais al-Qarni rahmatullahi alayhi, himself came in one delegation. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he asked him, Are you Uwais ibn Amir? Qala na'am, he said, yes. Qala min Murad, are you from the family of Murad, the Murad family? Thumma min Qarnin, and are you from the Qarn tribe? Uwais radiallahu anhu, qala na'am, he said, yes. Qala fakana bika baras, he said, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is addressing him now. He's telling him, did you have the sickness of baras? Baras literally, or loosely translated as leprosy, but actually it is a sickness that causes the skin to become completely white. So this is the sickness. I don't know whether it's translated as leprosy, but loosely people translate it as leprosy. But it is a sickness that causes the skin to become white. So Umar radiallahu anhu asking him, did you have this particular sickness? فَبَرَأْتَ مِنْهُ إِلَّا مُوْضِعَ دِرْهَمٍ, and then you got cured from the sickness except one spot to the size of a dirham. Meaning your whole body got cured except one spot to the size of the dirham, that spot didn't get cured. Qala na'am, so Hazrat Uwais, he replied, yes. Qala laka walida, do you have a mother? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu asking him, do you have a mother? Qala na'am, he said, yes. Qala sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu now is telling him, he said that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, Ya'ti alaykum Uwais ibn Amir ma'amdadi ahli al-Yamani min murad, that a person will come to you by the name of Uwais ibn Amir. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was telling Sahaba, and he was telling the giants of Sahaba at that time, that a man will come to you by the name of Uwais ibn Amir from the delegations of Yemen. He will be from the Murad family and from the Qarn tribe. Kana bihi baras, he would have had a sickness of this skin becoming white. فَبَرَأَ مِنْهُ إِلَّا مُوْضِعَ دِرْهَمٍ, and that sickness would have got cured except to the extent of one spot to the size of a dirham. لَهُ وَالِدَ, he has a mother. هُوَ بِهَا بَرٌ لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّهُ, and this person, he was very obedient to his mother. And he is such a person that if he has to take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make his oath come true also. Imagine Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling the Sahaba and the giant of Sahaba that this is such a person. Although he wasn't a Sahabi, we know that the Sahaba hold the highest rank, and after that come the Tabi'een. So he was from the Tabi'een, but yet despite this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that he is of such a level that if he has to take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak will fulfill the oath. فَإِنْ اسْتَطَعَتَ أَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرَ لَكَ فَفْعَلْ. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Sahaba on that occasion that if you have the ability to ask him to make dua maghfirat, to seek forgiveness for you, then do this. Ask this person. Nabi alayhi salam was telling Sahaba that when this person comes and if you got the ability and you're able to ask him to make dua maghfirat for you, ask him. So then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu told him, فَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِي فَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُ. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu told him, please make dua maghfirat for me. So he made dua maghfirat for Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. فَقَالَهُ عُمَرْ أَيْنَ تُرِيدُ. Then Umar radiallahu anhu asked him, where are you going to? So he said, قَالَ الْكُوفَ. From here I'm going to Kufa. Kufa we know is now in Iraq. So I'm going to that place called Kufa. قَالَ أَلَا أَكْتُبُ لَكَ إِلَىٰ عَامِلِهَا. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is asking him, he said, should I write to the governor of Kufa? In other words, informing him of your status, informing him of you, so he will know who you are. In other words, you will get special treatment. You will, because you are this special person that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about. So should I write a letter, should I write a note to the governor of Kufa, so he will appreciate and understand, in other words, who you are. So this was the reply of Hazrat Uwais rahmatullah alayhi. Qala akunu fi ghabara'in nas ahabbu ilayya. He said that I be from amongst those people that are not known, from those people that are poor and are not known, is more beloved to me than I should be known. In other words, I am happy to be somebody who is a known, not recognized in society. That is what I prefer to be. So in other words, don't write any letter to any governor, because I am happy to be a simpleton. أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ فَلَمَّا كَانَ مِنَ الْعَامِ الْمُقْبِلِ حَجَّ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَشْرَافِهِمْ. When the next year came and the delegations were coming again for Hajj, so one person from a very high lineage had come. فَوَافَقَ عُمَرْ. So this person had met Umar radiallahu anhu. فَسَأَلَهُ عَنْ Uwais. Umar radiallahu anhu asked his person from Yemen, how is this person Uwais? How is he doing? So then this person replies, who came from Yemen, فَقَالَ تَرَكْتُهُ رَثَّ الْبَيْتِ قَلِيلَ الْمَتَاعِ. I left him in a very pitiable condition. He had very little at home. Very little at home, and his possessions that he had were very, very few. So he was, in other words, he was living a very simple life. قَالَ. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu explains to this person that came there, he explained to him. He said, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ يَأْتِي عَلَيْكُمْ أُوَيْسُ بْنُ عَامِرٍ مَا عَمْدَادِ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْيَمَنِ مِنْ مُرَادٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ قَرْنٍ كَانَ بِهِ بَرَسٌ فَبَرَأَ مِنْهُ إِلَّا مُوضِعَ دِرْهَمٍ لَهُ وَالِدَ هُوَ بِهَا بَرٌّ لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَبَرَّهُ. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu explained to this person that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told us a person by the name of Uwais ibn Amir rahmatullah alayhi will come to you, and he would have had a mother that he was very obedient, and he took care of his mother, and then he would have had a sickness, and that sickness would have got cured except to the extent of one dirham. That spot wouldn't have got cured. He was of such a level that if he had to take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make it come true. فَإِنْ اسْتَطَعْتَ أَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرَ لَكَ فَفْعَلْ. If you have the ability to ask him to make dua maghfirat, to seek forgiveness for you, then do this. فَأَتَى أُوَيْسًا. Then this person now went back. This person went now back to Yemen, and he went to Uwais. فَقَالَ اِسْتَغْفِرْ لِي. Oh Uwais, make dua maghfirat for me. قَالَ أَنْتَ أَحْدَثُ عَهْدًا بِسَفَرٍ. So Hazrat Uwais rahmatullah alayhi, in his humility, may Allah Pak give us this humility, he replied to that man. He said, you have just come back from such a noble pilgrimage. In other words, you went for Hajj and you have come back. It is more becoming for you that you should be making dua for me, not that I should be making dua for you. بِسَفَرٍ صَالِحْ فَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِي. قَالَ لَقِيْتُ عُمَرْ. Then this person tells him, no. Why I'm asking you to make dua for me? I met Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. No, then Hazrat Uwais first asked him, لَقِيْتَ عُمَرْ. Did you meet Umar by any chance? Umar radiallahu anhu by any chance? قَالَ نَعَمْ. He said, yes. فَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُ. Then this person, Hazrat Uwais, made dua maghfirat for Umar radiallahu anhu. فَفَطِنَ لَهُ النَّاسِ فَانْطَلَقَ عَلَى وَجْهِ. Now people started coming to know of this person's maqam, Hazrat Uwais rahmatullah alayhi's maqam. He started becoming famous now. And what would we have done if we have become famous? We would have enjoyed that glory that popularity he would have enjoyed. But what did he do? Now that he started becoming famous, he moved away from there to a place where he would no longer be famous any longer. In other words, he didn't want any popularity for what he had done. It comes in some reports that at night he would say that the night is for sajda, and he would spend the whole night in salat. And the next night would come, he'd do the same thing. In the day he would spend fasting. So this was his day, this was his night. At night he would see that anything extra that he would have, he would give it away, and he would say, "Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there shouldn't be one person that is not clothed, doesn't have enough clothes to wear, and that I be responsible." So he would give it extra away. Any food that he had that was extra, he would give it away and say, "Oh Allah, there shouldn't be one person in the world that is suffering from hunger, and I be held responsible." So this was his maqam. So in this last part of this, وَفِي رِوَيَةٍ لِمُسْلِمِينَ أَيْدًا أَنْ أُسَيْرِ بْنِ جَابِرٍ, the words, they changed slightly. أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْكُوفَةِ وَفَدُوا عَلَى عُمَرٍ, a delegation from Kufa had come to Hazrat Umar رضي الله عنه, وَفِيهِمْ رَجُلٌ مِمَّنْ كَانَ يَسْخَرُ بِأُوَيْسِ, in that delegation there was a person that would mock Hazrat Uwais رحمة الله عليه. فَقَالَ عُمَر, Hazrat Umar رضي الله عنه told him, هَلْ هَا هُنَا أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْقَرَنَيْنِ, is there anybody from this delegation from Qarn? So this person who would mock Hazrat Uwais, he came forward and he said, فَجَاءَ ذَلِكَ الرَّجُلُ فَقَالَ عُمَرْ إِنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ سَلَمْ قَدْ قَالَ. So then that person himself, that person who would mock Hazrat Uwais, he came back and he said, "Yes, I'm from that tribe." So then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu told him, "Inna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qad qala inna rajulan ya'tikum min al-Yamani yuqalu lahu Uwais la yad'u bil Yamani ghayra umman lahu," that a person will come to you by the name of Uwais, and he didn't come to me except that he was looking after his mother. قَدْ كَانَ بِهِ بَيَاضٌ فَدَعَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, he had the sickness and he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأَذْهَبَهُ إِلَّا مُوْضِعَ الدِّينَارِ, Allah Pak had caused it to go away except to the extent of one dinar, or with dirham, or a dirham that size. فَمَنْ لَقِيَهُ مِنْهُ فَلْيَسْتَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ, whoever meets him should ask him to make dua and maghfirat. And come another riwayat, and Umar radiallahu anhu qala, إِنِّي سَمِعَتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ يَقُولُ إِنَّ خَيْرَ التَّابِعِينَ رَجُلٌ يُقَالُ لَهُ أُوَيْسٌ, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu say that the best of the tabi'een, those that came after Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, after Sahaba radiallahu anhu, is a man yuqalu lahu Uwais, his name is Uwais, walahu walida, he has a mother, wakana bihi bayad, he had a sickness, famuruhu falyastaghfir lakum, and he would tell the people that ask this man to make dua maghfirat for you. So just before we finish this story, the person that would mock Hazrat Uwais, Allah Pak had made it such that Allah even took care of the izzat and the respect of Hazrat Uwais, that man had came and Umar radiallahu anhu told him personally, in other words, Umar radiallahu anhu explained to him personally what Hazrat Uwais rahmatullahi alayhi's maqam is. Although it looks like a coincidence that he had to come and Hazrat Umar asked any person, but he told him directly that this is this man's maqam. In other words, don't play with such a person who Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had given such a high pedestal. And it is mentioned in one riwayat that he was on his way back from Azerbaijan in a safar, and he had passed away en route. And those people that were there with him, they found that where he had passed away, there was flowing water available to give him ghusl. There was a shroud that was there en route to shroud him. And there was an open qabr also ready to bury him. So they had done this and they had proceeded. And when they had proceeded, then they thought to themselves, let's come back and mark his qabr, so that the future people would know where the qabr of Hazrat Uwais rahmatullah alayhi was. But when they came back, there was no sign at all of that qabr. They couldn't find it at all. Because he was such a person that he wanted to be living amongst people unknown. He didn't want that popularity. So even after his death, Allah Pak had made it such that he lived, or his life after his death also was such that he be unknown. So Allah Pak give us these qualities that we don't desire any popularity, we don't desire any fame, despite having the basharat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the life he chose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.